Davidson. One of the candidates, a Republican for state representative in the 119th district, is Justin Behrens, and he's on the phone with us right now. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, where is the 119th? What is the geographic area?
Okay, so the 119th composes of West Hazleton, Hazel Township, Foster, Freeland, Whitehaven, Denison, Mountaintop, and then it goes all the way into Larksville, Nanticoke, and Plymouth, and then it also carries Sugar Notch, Glen Lyon, Newport, and Warrior Run.
Now, tell us a little bit about you. I know you're an Army veteran, but tell us a little more so people get to know you.
I love to. I'm actually an Army veteran, like you said. I served over in Iraq. I served over in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I love this country. I did this. I served for my pride of, you know, for the country and the flag. And then upon returning home, I wanted to continue my public servant. So I actually got to become a social worker. And that's what I do to this day. I help people out, getting them the needs that they need in their vulnerable time. I try to help them get to where they need to go.
Okay, so you're a Republican. Why did you decide to run?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I decided to run because I love this district, the district I'm in. I love the state, and I love this country. And I don't like the direction it's going to go. And I'm going to tell you something that just happened today. I just came home. I checked my mail. And there was a mailer that came from the Democratic Party against me saying that I'm part of the neo-Nazi, that I'm affiliated with the neo-Nazi crowd. And that's what's disgraceful about what's politics and disgraceful what's going on, that we're not addressing the issues. We're addressing hateful and trying to just bash the other person down, which takes away from the whole political realm. And I feel that Gerald Mullery owes me an apology and owes my family an apology for sending something like this out there. And I'll tell you why, too. Because my grandmother is from Jewish heritage. She came over here. She's from Eastern Europe. She came over here. She's Jewish. My grandfather is from Cuba, an immigrant from Cuba. I have a diverse background. I served this country, and this is totally not who I am and false advertisement shown of who I am.
Now, Justin, what do you think? In the 119th, we realize that there's, you know, lots of issues nationally, but in the 119th, what are the issues that are most important to the people?
And that's good, because that's why I'm here, is to talk about the issues. And I'll tell you, the number one issue that I hear from door knocking is that the property tax. People are feeling that their homes are being taken away. That I talked to a senior just recently who was crying, telling me that she can't afford her property tax for the school property tax, and that they're going to take her home away, and that she can't afford it, and this was her retirement. No one should have to live like that. No one should have to live in fear that their house should be taken away.
No doubt. What other issues are you campaigning on?
Okay, so I just recently heard, listening to your radio show, about the opioid epidemic. Well, as I told you, I'm a social worker, and I'm going to tell you something. I live it, breathe it, and sleep it in my profession. I see the opioid epidemic 24/7. I deal with it. I have great, fresh ideas that I think we can do to help combat that through education, through rehabilitation, and through punishing those that have done severe crimes with this. Between those three prongs effect, we can develop a systematic function to help solve, and well, not help solve, but help eliminate and alleviate the opioid epidemic.
Well, Justin, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate your service to the country. Thank you very much for the day.
And I appreciate you. And I just want to say, I want everyone to go out there on November 6th to vote and vote for who they feel, because that's the best thing that this country can ever give you.
Good idea. Thank you very much, Justin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.